Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
As a follower of Jesus, do you ever feel alone? Have you been rejected by your friends, or maybe even your own family? Have you lost your job, or perhaps you weren't hired for a job simply because you choose to follow Jesus? Let me encourage you, never forget that you are God's child and that He cares for you. He loves you and He wants what's best for you. And another thing, don't forget that there are other Christ followers who are praying for you. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 20 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several languages are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. I'm thankful that early in life God led me to believe His Word. That belief has protected me from much evil. And I am challenging you, if you haven't already done so, to open your heart to faith in God and His Word, the Bible. Faith is the door to great understanding of the truths of God's Word. Why do I say that? Well, Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Did you hear that? Without faith, it is impossible to please God, that is, to gain His approval. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching.
God, in His wisdom, created the first pair, male and female. Then He commanded them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. In other words, it was expected of Adam and Eve that they would bear children, that children would be born to them. But, you know, all that parents can do is reproduce themselves. No human parents have ever given birth to any other creature than human children. What you are is what you bring forth. A man once said to me, "All you can do is bring forth little heathen." In a sense, he was right, because all of us who are apart from God can do nothing but bring forth little heathen. Until we take a step of faith in His direction, we are heathen. There is a part in each of us that must be touched by the Spirit of God if we are going to be God's children. To be a child of God, you must be born in a spiritual way. That is what I want to talk to you about. And the Logos, the Word of God, has a part in this process. I want you to follow closely now in your Bible as I read John 1:6-13. And here is the Word of God. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came as a witness, to bear witness of the light, so that all men might believe through him. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That is the true light, which lighteth every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave authority to become the sons of God, to those who believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. In these few verses, several actions of God are set forth by which we can become God's children. Will you notice what they are? First is, He included all men. He included all men by His messenger. God sent a messenger. His name was John. He came to bear witness of the light, to bear witness, to point out the light, to help people see the light, to instruct them who the light is. The reason was that all men might believe. Note, He included all men. Now, John was not that light. That was made very clear. He was sent to bear witness of the light, to point out who the light is. Now, please notice carefully that no one can take the place of the light. This one who came could only say who the light is and where the light could be found. Yet in doing so, God included all men, for the Scripture says that all men through Him might believe. My friend, that means that you are included in the all men. And then, He influenced everyone. He influenced everyone by His mission. The light was sent to lighten every man. That was a true light to which John bore witness, and it is the light that lights every man who comes into the world. There is something of a response to the light in your soul, in your being. God has given you a bit of light. Jesus, the true light, was in the world. He made the world order. It is His creation. He came here as the light, and yet His own creatures whom He made did not receive Him. His own creatures did not receive Him. Yet His coming as the light influenced everybody. I'm so glad for this, because that means no one is excluded. Everyone is included, like I mentioned, but even more, everyone is influenced by that light. We have a capability of responding to that light. In fact, my friend, you yourself have been influenced by Him. You may not really know it, but you have been, because the light of God has been placed within you so that that light can be responsive to this light, the true light. The Bible here clearly tells us that that light has lightened every man. The action of God is, He influenced everyone. The third action is, He enables certain ones. He enables certain ones by His ministry. I want you to follow carefully and see how this is written here. All men are included. Everyone has been influenced, but only certain ones come to the light. He enables certain ones by His ministry. Who are those certain ones whom He enables? The ones who receive Him. But to those who received Him, to them He gave the authority to become the children of God, God's children. And right there, my friend, is the starting place. There is the basic turning point. As many as received Him, He enabled to become the children of God. He changes you. After that change, you are a child of God. You become God's child. Born of God, not in the normal process of blood or flesh or the will of man, but born of God. I said earlier When God made the first pair, he ordered them to be fruitful and replenish the earth. They could only bring forth and reproduce themselves. It is therefore important, my friend, that you have another birth, that you be born of God. But this is only possible to those certain ones who receive him. Only believers in the Logos are then made children of God. You can become a child of God if you will do what this passage tells us you shall do and must do. Let me go over that again. You must receive him, Jesus Christ. You must believe in him, and then he will give you power or authority to become a child of God because you believe on his name. So the actions of God are expressed in the Logos to bring us into God's family, and they are. He included all men in the potential of belief. He influences everyone because he has made it possible through how he made you to come to God. He enables certain ones, those who truly believe in him. That is why I keep insisting, my friend, that faith will open great doors of understanding and experience to you. But you must take that step of faith in him.
Yes, my friend, as Dr. Yoder said, you must take the step of faith in God if you want to become one of his children. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, the Apostle Paul wrote this, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And when you receive salvation, you become God's child. Now I must tell you, to receive salvation through Jesus is the most important decision you will ever make. Because it won't only transform your life now, but it will also determine your eternal destiny. Now please don't misunderstand me. I am not saying that becoming a Christ follower will make your life easier. In fact, it very well could make your outward circumstances more difficult. But in your heart and mind, you will have peace because you will have the presence of Jesus living right within you. And no one can take him away from you. Now, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, God's Children. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, God's Children. I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, God's Children. It's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in the Gospel of John. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.